Simon X minus 10.
All right, all right, all right.
Nine.
Seven.
I'm bringing the party to you.
Five. Four.
We're on a mission from God.
John Leonetti in the morning.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the morning here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Thank you for being a part of the show today and waking up with us. Good morning to one and all. Friday, October 8th, we got a jam-packed show for you today. Father Andrew Winchittle coming up here soon, your Iowa Catholic Radio spiritual advisor. Father Andrew's going to give us He's going to give us some commentary on the gospel for this Sunday to prepare our minds and hearts. Steve Ray back on the show for his monthly segment at 7:15 today. We're going to talk about tough conversations that Jesus had to have with some people. There's some controversial topics, some tough conversations that our Lord would have, and some things that just don't sound quote-unquote nice. So we'll have Steve on to kind of help us walk through some of those points of Scripture. It'll be interesting. Chris Padgett coming up at 7:45. It's been a while since we've had Chris on. He has launched a marriage and family ministry, and of course he's a musician, speaker, author. I shouldn't say of course, because it's been so long since he's been on. Probably one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life, just as a side note, but we're going to talk about what it takes for a holy marriage today. He and his wife just do really good work. We'll have that for you coming up again, 7:45. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports. We'll have your weather, your saint of the day as well. That will wrap up a busy, fast-moving Friday. Let's do it. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God with our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. We did make it to Friday.
We have made it. Here we are.
Did you survive the retreat yesterday? I was going to get you some wanted our listeners to have updates from your perspective.
I did. It was really good. Douglas. Yeah, Douglas was fantastic. He was, of course, my 7:15 guest yesterday, but it was just really good. He has got so much wisdom, and I was listening to him on the kind of from the perspective of a father, you know, and he had some really good advice. So it was, yeah, all around a great day.
Good. Well, I hope you transition that to this portion of the show when you get a chance. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll do my best. He gave me some tips there too.
Tips. Yeah. You said you're going to use those tips for your prediction Friday segment. It's going to help you focus on that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll be ready.
Had to do a little research. You're just 16-8 this year, my friend. Only 67%.
Right. Hey, I'll
67%.
Take that.
That would be a D+ back in the school days, I think.
And we'll see after this week.
Just FYI.
Like I said, my Iowa score might surprise you this week. We'll see.
Yeah, everybody's waiting with bated breath here in the next half hour for that that to come through.
You'll have
it. All right. All right. Let's get right to it. Today's Iowa Catholic Radio Network weather update is brought to you by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Greater Des Moines area since 1992. Their phone number is 255-5230. Well, current conditions here in central and southwest Iowa, we do have some patchy fog. In some areas, we have some dense fog down the Perry and Creston areas, very dense. Temperatures in the mid-50s with light south winds. Today, it'll be mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the lower to mid-80s across the state, with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, all those football games, well, nice temperature, especially for those that are having senior night activities going on. Partly cloudy, lows around 60 degrees with winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, increasing clouds for your Saturday, warmer, highs in the mid-80s, and we're going to see winds out of the south and southeast at 20 to 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, remaining dry, high of 80 degrees. And Monday, we have our chance of rain moving in late Monday afternoon with cooler temperatures, highs in the mid-60s. Well, today's Iowa Catholic Radio Network news update is brought to you by Blessman International, partnering with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs that support orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Well, Pfizer and BioNTech asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration emergency use authorization for their COVID-19 vaccination for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. Now, the New York Times reports the FDA says it has tentatively scheduled a meeting for Tuesday, October 26, to consider the request. A ruling is expected between Halloween and Christmas. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, girls and boys cross country. Both Dowling teams traveled to the Fort Dodge Invitational that was held at the Lakeside Municipal Golf Course just north of Fort Dodge. Dowling girls placing third out of 22 teams. Sophomore Liv Hall placing 10th amongst the leaders. And the Dowling boys, who are ranked second, placed second out of 26 teams. Junior Jackson Heidish placed fifth, and senior Tyler Schweitzer placing eighth yesterday. And today and tomorrow is the beginning of the boys' state golf tournament. Third-ranked Dowling boys qualified. They're among 10 teams that are run for the title, and that meet will be held today and tomorrow at Beaver Hills Golf Course in Cedar Falls. They'll tee it off this morning at 10:30 and tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Last night was NFL week number 5, Thursday night football, and the Los Angeles Rams defeated the Seattle Seahawks 26-17 in Seattle. Yesterday, the American League Division Series got underway with game 1 in their best of 5 series. It was Houston downing the Chicago White Sox 6-1. Houston leads that best of 5 series 1-0. Game 2 is this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tampa Bay last night defeated the Boston Red Sox 5-0. Tampa Bay leads that best of 5 series 1-0. Game 2 is tonight at 6 o'clock. That game will be televised on Fox Sports 1. Today it's Game 1 of the National League Division Series, and it's Atlanta at the Milwaukee Brewers, and that'll be a 3:30 first pitch this afternoon. And tonight will be the Dodgers at the San Francisco Giants, and that'll be a 8:30 first pitch. And both of those games in the National League will be televised on TBS. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school football tonight right here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Week 7 of a 9-week regular season is coming down to the end now, as Ames is at number 8 Dowling. We'll have all the action right here in the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Pregame begins at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. So join us for the broadcast. We'll also be simulcasting with the folks with the Central Iowa Sports Network. Once again, current conditions in central and southwest Iowa, as we have patchy fog in some areas, and we have dense fog in other areas. Perry and Crescent involved with some dense fog, so be mindful of that out there. Temperatures right now in the mid-50s with light south winds. Today it'll be partly sunny and warmer. Highs in the lower to mid-80s with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio Network news, weather, and sports. For your Friday morning John Leonetti Show, I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
All right, let's go to Father Andrew. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
All right, we have, is it the 28th Sunday? Is that what I read? Before right. Ordinary time, yes, here we are. And we talked about wisdom for the first reading yesterday. Today, let's talk about Mark chapter 10. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" There's the question.
That's right, and that's the question we can all have, and rightly so. And what Jesus does then is doubles down on the commandments. So anybody who says we don't need the Old Testament, now that we have the New Testament and Jesus, which is a heresy, by the way, but they're fooling themselves. And so Jesus goes down the list of the last. What's notable about this is he goes down the list of the last 7 commandments, and those are the ones that pertain to our relationship with other people. You may see depiction of the two tablets of the commandments, and traditionally the listing is the first three on the first tablet and the last seven on the second one. So the first three having to do with our relationship with God. So interestingly, he speaks to those last seven first. And then we have to ask the question, too, what's our buy-in? Can we really do all those, follow all those? And then in the second part of the gospel here, he asks, are you willing to give up everything to follow me? And so we're not going to be judged most likely by how fast a vehicle we have in our garage or how big a house we have or how many friends we have necessarily. Those aren't bad things, but do we hold on to them at the expense of our relationship with Jesus, with God?
Yeah, it's interesting the guy's response after our Lord goes through all the Ten Commandments once again, and the guy essentially just says, "Lord, I've done all those things. I've been doing all those things my entire life." You know, and of course, then Jesus throws the ultimate curveball to the man. You're lacking in one thing, pal. What's that? Go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. I mean, it's obvious where this guy's treasure ultimately was. Otherwise, I don't think our Lord would call that out. The treasure was in his life here, his mortal life, the things that he had and everything that got in the way. And as you said, there's the question we have to ask ourselves, because this is what we will be judged on. Is our lives about this world, or is our lives about the next? And if it's about this world, it doesn't sound too good. Not where... Go ahead.
Yeah, and he wasn't... I think what's important to note here, too, is he wasn't necessarily doing anything bad. It was insufficient. It just wasn't enough. And that's definitely the story of God's grace for us, is no matter how much we do on our own, it'll never be enough. We always need God's grace to pick up the slack. And if anything, it's God's grace that should move us in the first place, not of our own initiative. It's always God's initiative. But then our response is to, follow those last seven commandments as well as those first three, and give him his due and give others in our life their due.
Would you give us your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Andrew, God bless you, Father. Thanks.
Thank you.
Steve Ray coming up right after this, friends. Tough conversations that our Lord had throughout sacred scripture, and he did have tough conversations with many. And some walking away might get this feeling, well, that wasn't so, quote, nice of our Lord, was it? We'll walk through some of those. I've got three here that we'll sift through. Should be a good conversation about those tough conversations. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Bell Construction. Thank you, Dean, for underwriting the show. Roofing for over 30 years. Residential re-roofs, 963-4494. Dean Bell of Bell Construction, 963-4494.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry. Sarah is an apostolate dedicated to the support of new and existing vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Hi, this is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm grateful for so many family members who stepped up and pledged your support during our fall carathon, as we seek to be fully funded for the rest of the year. We're still looking to reach our goal, and matching dollars are still available. Give now by calling 515-223-1150 or donate online at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you for helping Iowa Catholic Radio connect listeners to Christ for 15 years.
I tell you, this train is going bound.
Happy Friday, everyone. October 8th. I am John Leonetti. Here we go. Chris Padgett coming up in the second half hour. Launched a new marriage ministry. This is going to be good, and we're going to talk about it. Chris is just one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life, so we'll have some fun with speaker and author and songwriter Chris Padgett, second half hour. Let's go to another one of our favorites, convert to the Catholic faith, author of many books, Steve Ray. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, my friends. We're talking.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. We're talking about tough conversations that our Lord had, and He did have some tough conversations. We've zeroed in on a few here, but I think it's important as we set the stage for this month's segment to just kind of take a 30,000-foot view. Jesus wasn't nice, and I think that's important for us to understand. He was kind. He was, of course, loving. He's love itself. Merciful. He is mercy Himself. But He wasn't nice in the way in which we think. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, I wrote a blog about it, Was Jesus Nice? And I concluded that He wasn't in the sense that we use that word today. Nice kind of means that you never criticize anyone. You always smile. You never discipline kids or anything. You know, it's just
you don't make waves.
You don't make waves. You're just a nice guy. But, you know, Jesus practiced what, when I was raising my kids, we learned very early on a phrase called tough love, mm-hmm. where you love people. But it's, for example, if you see a friend looking down at his iPhone and he's walking along a path and he's about ready to fall off a cliff, and you rush over and you push him and break his arm, but you push him away from the cliff at the last minute.
Yeah.
Was that nice? No, that wasn't nice. You broke your friend's arm and you pushed him in the mud. But in the bigger picture, you saved the guy from falling off the cliff. So it was tough love. Now, this is kind of what the whole theme for what we're going to talk about today is. Jesus was the kind that he didn't come down to earth to smile and make everybody feel good about themselves. I'm okay, and you're okay, John. We're all smiling. Happy,
yeah.
Let's smile. He came down to save people from their sins. He came down to correct them from their errors, and He was not nice about it at times, but it was always done out of a genuine love and concern for our souls.
Of course, there was many times where we know He would laugh and dine and with people and share in great memories and hopes and for them. But again, at the same time, there are times in sacred scripture, and we know those times where our Lord had to get tough in His love. And as we said, it was tough. So, for instance, we've got the cursing at the fig tree. Here's a moment that we're talking about with kind of a tough conversation that our Lord would have. Set up the scene for us.
Okay, he's walking by Jerusalem, and I think he's looking at the city, or he has just looked at the city, and now he sees a fig tree, and he compares the two in his mind, and he's doing what's called an active parable. It's not a parable of teaching. It's a parable of action. And people could say, well, what, did he lose his temper? Did he just kind of lose his marbles this morning? He didn't get his coffee or something? He walks by a fig tree, and it says in the Gospel of Mark, and it was not yet time for it to bear figs, but he walked over, and there was no figs on the tree, so he curses it. And the tree, when they come back again later, the tree is withered up and dead. And Peter makes the comment, Lord, that tree that you cursed is withered up and dead. And Jesus it looks like he lost his temper, and he just said, well, that fig tree, I wish it had figs on, and I have the power to do it, so I'm going to curse the tree and wither it up. But what really what the story is here is he's using the tree as an example of Israel, and his disciples knew it, or it came back to them later. A lot of times they realize later what happened. But Israel also had all the leaves and the beauty of a fig tree, like it's a fruitful tree, but there is really no fruit there. Now, when Jesus comes to the tree in the spring, the fig trees have this curious little thing called a taksh. That's what it's called in Arabic, taksh. And it's like a little pre-fruit, even sometimes before the leaves come out, and it's edible. And so Jesus went over and didn't see any taksh on this tree. So he knew that later it was not going to bear figs. It was a barren tree. No taksh in the spring means no fruit in the fall. So that even though it was not the time for figs, he's looking at Israel in a sense, and he's saying, I don't see any pre-fruit. I look at you, you have all the leaves, the temple, you have all the dress of the priests and all of the activities that go along with being spiritual, but there's no fruit there, and you are not living in a way that is going to bear fruit at the right time. There's not even any appearance, taksh, on you at all. So Jesus cursed the fig tree as a sign of what was going to happen to Israel because of her lack of having any potential fruit. So they got all the flowery leaves and everything, but the real fruit and substance is not there, nor is it going to be there. So just like he cursed the fig tree, it was a parable, an action of what was going to happen, Jerusalem. And he did say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, like a mother hen I would have called you, but you weren't prepared for the day of my visitation. There's no pre-fruit there. There's no tox. You've got all the leaves, but nothing else. So there's not going to be one stone left upon another. And he really declared a covenantal curse on Israel.
Interesting. Let's take another tough conversation where our Lord would quite literally make a whip of cords and use it on the merchants in John 2:15.
Yes, we know that the Gentiles could not come into the temple, but there's two words for temple being used in the Greek, and we don't see them. One is the actual temple where the sacrifices are made and where the worship of God, but then there's the temple complex that Herod had built, the bigger area which had the court of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles could come into the outer areas, and it was called a place for the Gentiles to come and pray. They could get near to God in a sense, but not near enough. They couldn't get in as close as the Jewish priests could, but after Jesus tore the temple curtain was torn, then the Gentiles, we have access to God. But the Jews had taken this area that God had wanted where the Gentiles could come and pray, and they filled it with animals and with merchants, and it wasn't so much that there was a problem selling things, but it was the way they were doing it. They were turning the area of prayer into a marketplace, and they were ripping people off, and Jesus hated injustices. In the Old Testament, over and over, we hear about unjust weights and scales and the way people were ripped off, and the poor people especially were taken advantage of. And Jesus just said, this is my Father's house, and you are not to be in here. And he took a cord and he whipped them, and he showed the anger of God. God gets angry about great injustice and great violation of proper ways of worship and veneration and sacredness. And Jesus made sure that they knew that. There's twice in Scripture where it says that he did that, whether he did it twice or it's the same time mentioned twice, but that just shows the anger, but it's also God's love for the poor people and love even for the Gentiles. He wants them to become close and be near and to be able to pray in quiet and meet with God, but the Jewish merchants had turned it into a raucous place of cheating and sales and everything else, so Jesus did something about it. That was tough love.
Yeah, no, certainly tough love. And you know, righteous anger, we've heard that term before as well.
Right. Yeah, Paul says in Ephesians, be angry, but do not sin.
That's tough for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, the Pharisees, a tough conversation he had with them. We've got dead men's bones and all things unclean, Matthew 23. Set it up for us.
Right. This is an interesting thing. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, see, this is why it's important to not just take a story or a saying of Jesus out of context. It has to be understood, the words that he uses, the whole context, but also the whole bigger context of salvation history. The children of Israel had been in Egypt, and they were slaves, or they worked 7 days a week. They never had a day off. They never had time for the family to relax, to go worship God. And then God brings them out of Egypt, and he enforces a day off. Hmm. He says, I'm going to enforce it. It's going to be a law. You have to take the seventh day to be free. And it's not to be a burdensome day. You are free to love your family, love your wife, go worship God in the synagogue. And God just smiled. He gave them this great gift of a day off by law. What a blessing. But then the Pharisees, they turn it into a laborious, awful thing, which is why Jesus was so angry with them most of the time, because they said on the Sabbath, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't walk more than 500 yards, you can't do this, you can't, and all of the rules and the regulations, nobody, not even the IRS, had so many regulations as the Pharisees did, and it made life for the Jews burdensome. It was almost as bad as back in Egypt again. And the Pharisees, they walk around in their robes and they act like they're so holy in prayer, but really what they're doing is they're crushing the people. And Jesus said, you are nothing but whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. You know, bones and graves in with the Jews, you couldn't walk in a graveyard. You couldn't touch bones because you'd become unclean. And Jesus is saying, even though you're saying you are so clean and so righteous, the reality is inwardly you're full of dead man's bone and every kind of uncleanliness, that when people get near you, they have to go cleanse themselves before they're clean and have to go to the Sabbath again. So he was telling them, stop being hypocrites. Clean up the inside of yourselves before you start wearing all the... It's kind of like the fig tree with all of the leaves and the beauty, but there's no fruit there, and it's just crushing the poor people.
Grand scheme of things, tough conversations need to be had, and Jesus knew it in his time and still today. It's always important to know. You're better than a cup of coffee, Steve. You know that?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I enjoy coming on your show.
I enjoy having you. We'll talk to you again, of course, next month, and we'll have a great topic. You always keep us engaged. God bless you, Steve.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
CatholicConvert.com, friends. CatholicConvert.com is where you can go to find Steve's stuff. Travel with him. Get his books. Really is just dynamite. Good stuff. All right, second half hour. Chris Padgett's going to be on, singer, songwriter, musician, and... author, there we go. I was looking for the word here. He launched a new marriage ministry. We're going to talk about it. And really, how do we have a holy marriage in our world today? It's Friday, October 8th. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is brought to you by Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, friends. Thank you for underwriting the show, the work and service that they provide. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest, but finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' logic is undeniable, that a house can't stand if the members of said house fight with each other. He warns that the evil one actively tries to drive a wedge between ourselves and God, playing especially on a false sense of security that we might have about eternal life. This can be applied to anyone, and even though he can't fail, we're responsible for trying all the harder to remain united with him by what he's given us. specifically the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of this show today. All right, coming up, Chris Padgett's going to be on. Looking forward to talking to Chris about holy marriages. He launched a new marriage and family ministry, and we're going to talk about just what it takes to have a holy marriage in our world today. All right, Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. We've made it to a Friday.
We are here, ready to go. I got my predictions all in order.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
I thought you may have been overlooking that because
nope.
You've had a busy week with coming back from North Carolina. I figured, the time difference and then the retreat yesterday and today, I thought you'd be a little forgetful of that. So I just didn't really give much notice.
You know, I'm 5-0 on my Iowa predictions.
Yeah, well, moving on. Don't we have weather and news? Yeah, 5-0.
5-0.
Yeah.
You'll be interested this week.
You're the only one keeping track.
Yep. That's right.
Let's see. Last week you went 3-2, and it was Dowling, Iowa, and Iowa State that pulled you through. Your Vikings and Notre Dame didn't help you out last week.
Well, at this point, whatever I pick with Notre Dame, just assume the opposite, because I think they're most of my losses this year. So.
Yeah, that and your Vikings going 1-3. What was that? Well, you did pick against them a couple times,
yeah,
so I'll give you credit for that.
Haven't been a great start. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, we'll see if you rebound here. All right, my friend, let's get through this, and then we'll go to Prediction Friday. I know you just can't wait. You have one less game to lose this week, you know.
That's
only
true.
Four games
That's
instead
true.
Of five.
No Iowa State.
your team up north is not playing this week.
They're getting much-needed rest.
Today's Iowa Catholic Radio Network weather update is brought to you by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Their phone number is 515-255-5230. Well, current conditions here in central and southwest Iowa, we're dealing with some patchy fog once again. It seems like every morning we've had this. Then there's some dense fog in the Perry and Crescent areas. So be mindful of that as we get to a sunrise here. Temperatures in the mid-50s right now with light south winds. And today, it'll be partly sunny, warmer, highs in the lower to mid-80s across the state with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, Football Friday, partly cloudy, lows around 60 degrees, perfect weather, especially when you're senior night and other activities going on. We'll have light winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour during the games. And then tomorrow, on your Saturday, increasing clouds and warmer, highs in the mid-80s. We're going to see the winds pick up south, southeast winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. That could affect that game in Iowa City a little bit. And on Sunday, partly cloudy and dry, high of 80 degrees. Monday, there's a chance of rain Monday afternoon, and it'll be cooler, highs in the upper 60s. Today's Iowa Catholic Radio Network news update is brought to you by Blessman International, partnering with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs that support orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Well, Pfizer and BioNTech asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization yesterday for their COVID-19 vaccine. Now, this is for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. The New York Times reports the FDA says it has tentatively scheduled a meeting for Tuesday, October 26, to consider the request. A ruling is expected between Halloween and Thanksgiving. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, girls and boys cross country, both Dowling teams traveling to the Fort Dodge Invitational that was held at the Lakeside Municipal Golf Course just north of Fort Dodge. In the girls' competition, Dowling girls placing third out of 22 teams. Maroons were led by sophomore Liv Hall, who placed 10th. In the boys' competition, the second-ranked Dowling boys placed second out of 26 teams, junior Jackson Heidish placing fifth, and senior Tyler Schweitzer placing eighth. Congratulations to them. And then today and tomorrow, the boys' state golf tournament gets underway at the Beaver Hills Golf Course in Cedar Falls. Third-ranked Dowling qualified. They're one of 10 teams that qualified. They'll tee off this morning at 10:30, and then tomorrow morning they'll tee off at 9 o'clock in Cedar Falls. Last night it was week 5 of the NFL Thursday night football, and it was the Los Angeles Rams defeating the Seattle Seahawks 26-17. The Rams improved their record to 4-1. Seattle falls to 2-3. And yesterday, the American League Division Series got underway in Major League Baseball with the best of 5 series. Game 1, the Houston Astros defeated the White Sox 6-1, and last night's game was Tampa Bay defeating the Boston Red Sox 5-0. Game 2 is today as Houston is at, or Chicago White Sox at Houston today at 1 o'clock, and that'll be followed later on tonight at 6 o'clock by the Red Sox at Tampa Bay. Today it is Game 1 of the National League Division Series in Milwaukee. Atlanta is at Milwaukee this afternoon at 3:30, and tonight it'll be the Dodgers at San Francisco at 8:30. Both games will be televised on TBS. And that brings us to Prediction Friday. John Leonetti and his infamous predictions. He's now 16-8 on the season. That is a D. That's a D, 67%. We're not grading on a curve. It's just a D. We'll start right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, John, tonight. Week 7, it's Ames at Dowling. The Maroons come in ranked 8th this week with a record of 3-3. Ames is 4-2, and the Little Cyclones have won 3 in a row. Dowling's won 3 of the last 5, and we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock at Valley Stadium on Dowling's senior night. We'll have our pregame at 6:30. We'll be simulcasting, so I got to get makeup and all that and dress nice for the TV.
There you go.
All that. So I'm just giving you some of the setup here, yeah. John. What do you say in Week 7, Dowling and Ames?
Well, I say it's never a game. I think Dowling Catholic crushes Ames. I think it's going to be 45-10. It's never going to be close. Ames, whatever streak they have right now, will come to an immediate halt, and Dowling Catholic will go on to win.
The Knights of Columbus up in Ames will need your cell number. I will pass it along to them after this segment.
Never a game. I'll tell you that
My
right now.
Goodness.
There you go.
You are on fire. You're on
Catholic.
Fire.
Dowling Catholic.
All right. So you got Dowling tonight, 45-10. And let's see. Tomorrow, game one will be in Iowa City. Mm-hmm. That is God's country here in the state of Iowa, John. Eastern Iowa, number 3 Iowa, hosting number 4 Penn State. Both teams 5-0 in the Big Ten. 3 o'clock kickoff. Iowa favored by 1.5 points, and that game will be televised nationally, John. Nationally, not on a pay-per-view service like that team up north uses once in a while.
Yeah.
on Fox Television. Your thoughts?
Well, as I said, I'm 5-0 on my predictions with the Hawkeyes. I call it like mm-hmm. I see it. I still do not believe any way, shape, or form that they are a top 3 team. I don't believe Penn State is a top 4 team as well. But I do think they're both good, and I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be back and forth. I think there's going to be 1 second left in the game, and Iowa's going to be up 20-18, and I think Penn State's going to kick a field goal to win it. 21-20, Penn State by 1. Last second field goal.
All right, 21-20 Penn State. And remember, the wind's going to be picking up tomorrow. You heard that on the weather update. 20-30 mile per hour winds out of the southeast.
Oof.
So you sure you want to go with the field goal deciding all this?
I think it's going to come down to a field goal. Really, either way, but I'm just going to call it Penn State. I think they do it. I really do.
Okay. All right, 21-20 Penn State.
If this
over
was a
Iowa
night game, I'll tell you that mm-hmm. if this was a night game, I would be picking the Hawks. I think that even matters, especially in Iowa City. Iowa just doesn't lose at night. If this was a night game, Hawks win. But for some reason, they didn't flex this into the night. I don't know why, but there you go.
It's on the other network. It's on the Fox, not ESPN. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. The second game on Saturday. It's a Saturday night game, and Notre Dame on the road after suffering their first loss of the year. 14th-ranked Notre Dame, record of 4-1 at Virginia Tech, which is unranked, with a record of 3-1. Even odds. It's a pick'em game. Kickoff 6:30 in Blacksburg, Virginia. It'll be televised on the ACC network, so you have to be able to get that. And you know what Virginia Tech is, John, back in the day? Frank Beamer. Beamer ball they used to play, and he had some great teams. I always liked him. And that's where Notre Dame will be. It's a very tough environment to be as an opposing team. Your thoughts on Notre Dame bouncing back?
Well, I just don't think Virginia Tech has enough to do it. I think Notre Dame's angry, and they come out strong. I think their offense clicks, and I think they put up some points, 35-20. I've got Notre Dame winning this game by 15.
Yes, you do. All right, and it's an even game. It's a pick'em game, so I'm surprised.
I think they're mad. I think they're going to come out hot. I really do.
Okay. And here's a stellar game. This is your fourth game, John. You don't have a chance to lose five. Detroit Lions at your Vikings on Sunday. Kickoff is at noon up there at US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The game will be televised on Fox. Between the two teams, John, a stellar record of 1-7 with your Vikings having the only win. Lions looking for their first win. And the Vikings are a 9.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Vikings, Lions are going to keep looking for their win. The only game that's going to be more of a crushing defeat will be Dowling Catholic tonight against Ames. It's going to be 38-11. Minnesota Vikings roll. Go to that stellar 2-3 record. There we go.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, folks, you waited for this. Bottom of the hour every Friday here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. John's predictions. All right. So you agree with me. You're 16-8 on the year. That's a 67% winning percentage. That's a D+.
That wins D. in Vegas, my friend. That wins in
Vegas. Yeah, it does. John, have a safe and blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You too, my friend.
All right, current conditions right now in central and southwest Iowa, temperatures in the mid-50s. We do have some patchy fog and some dense fog in some areas. Today it'll be partly sunny, warmer, highs in the lower to mid-80s, with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio Network News, Weather, and Prediction Friday Sports Update on your Friday morning John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, I always get a few phone calls and text messages from old seminarian pals today. Today we celebrate St. John Leonardi. He was born in Lucca, Italy in 1541. He began as an apprentice to the pharmacist before being a diocesan priest. John leapt into work into prisons and hospitals, and his zealous ministry soon attracted many followers, many of whom who would continue on to become priests themselves. This small group of priests founded the Clerks Regular of the Mother of God and was confirmed by Pope Clement in 1595. By the order of St. John, the group was to have no more than 15 churches. Despite their size, they became a great force of good in Italy. In addition to ministry, John also constructed a compendium of Catholic teaching, which was used extensively until the 19th century. John died from an illness contracted while tending to victims of a plague. He is the patron saint of pharmacists. Today, we ask St. John Leonardi to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Chris Padgett coming up right after this. Author, speaker, songwriter. What does it take to have a holy marriage? He's got a new ministry that he's launched, and I'm looking forward to speaking to him about it. Chris Padgett right after this. Don't miss it. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, October 8th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Tomorrow is Father Lito Thomas' birthday. Father Thomas serves Sacred Heart Parish in West Des Moines. Also celebrating a birthday tomorrow is Father Clement Owusu. He serves three parishes in Shelby County. Happy birthday! Emmaus House is offering a variety of retreats, starting with tomorrow's retreat, Dante, Ignatius, Inner Movements, and You. This retreat will be led by Father Dan Credick. Also in October is Abundant Simplicity, The Path Towards Inner Plenitude. And in November, there will be a two-part workshop on dreams and spiritual growth. You can learn more about these retreats and register at theemmaushouse.org and click on events. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. We're airing the best of Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson, and you'll hear his interview with Sister Maureen Leach. That interview is this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Beeldecan Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Beeldecan Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Beeldecan Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Beeldecan Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Liturgical Institute, offering degrees, online certificates, retreats, and conferences. Learn about your role in the Mass and how you can be formed into the very likeness of God. liturgicalinstitute.org/Iowa.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for being a part of the show, friends. We have made it to a Friday, October 8th. Let's go to our next guest. Brilliant songwriter, musician, speaker, and worship leader, Chris Padgett, back on the show. You write your own bio?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Well, you know what? I'm doing great. Thank you. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
It's been way too long since you've been on. I think the last time you were on the show was like right when we were in the middle of the pandemic, man. I don't even like bringing that up, but I think it was.
I know.
How has ministry for you changed? Are you getting back?
Well, thanks. I don't know. The last couple months have gotten a little bit more into the normal cadence, but you know, people don't understand, but if for a person who does, you know, what I do, full-time lay evangelistic ministry, there's like a cadence to the season. What I mean by that is that you'll have highs and lows, busy time and slow time. That's probably like anybody who's doing travel work. And so we're going to be entering soon a little bit more of a slower time as we get to the end of fall, beginning of winter. But I don't know. The pandemic certainly changed everything. I mean, I had a year's worth of gigs planned that were gone, just mm-hmm. like anybody in parish ministry did, and just trying to figure out how to capitalize on the technology that was available to us, and yet recognizing that it's certainly not going to be that connection that we all need, ultimately. I mean, at the end of the day, a screen is a screen, but being with someone face-to-face is such a big deal.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So you launched a marriage ministry now. Is this the case? This is brand new.
Yeah, well, this is really the culmination of a lot of different things that we've been doing now for years and years. We had we really have had an emphasis in marriage and family for quite a while. Linda and I do all the pre-Cana events in the Diocese of Syracuse, and we do them virtually for the diocese in Newark, New Jersey, and then internationally traveling, doing these marriage conferences and missions and parishes. But I think what we wanted to do was to have a hub where we could put all this content up in a virtual platform where people could take courses. So, it was Jesse Wheeler who kind of put the bug in my ear. I know you know Jesse really well, and he does a lot with the Liturgical Institute, but he just said, Chris, you guys got a lot of good content. Why don't you put it up for people to access? And so we just got it done, and we're finishing up some website stuff. So if you go to chrisandlindapadgett.com, it takes you to the website, which you have a couple sides, people who are just accessing it, lay people, and then a diocesan side. The couple side, you just click in there, and there's a little button that says Sanctify My Marriage that takes you to all the courses. We're getting a few little things figured out still, but I'm so excited because after 30-plus years of marriage and 9 kids and the grandkids, I figured we might have earned the right to say a couple things about marriage and it matter.
How many grandkids did you say?
We have 5, I think.
Wow.
At this point, maybe there's more.
That's awesome, man. I mean, and
I don't usually tell people I have 5 grandkids because I still do so much youth ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how this is a small aside, but in certain denominations that are not Catholic, there seems to be almost a little bit of an acceptance for a little bit older speakers doing youth work.
Yeah. Let me just say, but friends, if you don't know Chris, he is one of the most immature human beings you'd ever meet. He's perfect for your youth group. He's perfect. No, you are actually. You're perfect for youth. You just got a humor, a wit, a way of evangelizing, and you don't even know. I've heard you for so many years. You don't even know that you're kind of being evangelized. I think that's the beauty of the work that you do and what you offer. But I'm at your site right now, man. This is really good. So you've got the stuff with you and Linda, of course, helping. I clicked on here, Sanctify My Marriage, and there's a free course that you're offering anyone that can take this right now.
Yep.
Let's see. And yeah, but let me ask this question. What does it mean to sanctify a marriage? How do you have a holy marriage?
Well, obviously, I mean, the truth is that when we speak to people who are people of faith, that content and that, that information and the ways that we're going to encourage them is certainly a lot different than if we're meeting, Joe Sixpack on the corner who doesn't have a religious, bone in his body. Mm-hmm. So the content is predominantly catechetical. So when we talk about sanctify your marriage, it's ultimately just allowing your marriage to go deeper and deeper in love for one another and love for the Lord. And that doesn't happen by accident. You don't have a great marriage by accident. And again, this is what we've noticed is that marriages are hurting. And even a lot of people who are religiously minded, their marriages are struggling. Mm. And ultimately what we wanted to do was to offer, here are some tried and true principles and tips that will help you to dive deep in your faith with the Lord and then your intimacy in your relationship. And what we found is that, and this is hard for especially for younger people to understand, but the older we get, we have found that even though our body is getting older and gravity does its work on a body, and you can certainly see a decline maybe even in the body. The truth is, when you dive deep as a couple in your relationship with God, it just gets better and better and better. And this is such a beautiful gift to any couple that is wanting to sanctify their marriage, is that there's no plateau when it comes to having a great marriage. It just can get better and better. And so we are just trying to put up as much content as possible to help couples, because I think that that's where the big battle zone is happening. When you take out a marriage, you're going to take out an increase in the vocations to priesthood and religious life. When you take out a marriage, you're going to wreck people's understanding of who God is as father, as bridegroom. When you take out a marriage, you're going to lose really the moral compass of a nation. And that's why we're so passionate about helping marriages.
Well, and most every other negative statistic skyrockets. I mean, it's right here. I think, as you said, the heartbeat of our culture is family. And if we can get the family right, we're going to get everything else right. I believe if we can't get the family right, we're going to start to see division happen in the greater world. And I think we've seen that before, which is why each and every one of us have to hyper-focus on what it means to have a holy family in our families, in our marriages, even if the kids are grown, even if you got grandkids as old as me, at the end of the day, whatever it is, and not just, if you're a widow or a widower, your parish life as brothers and sisters in Christ, there's a familial aspect to that too. Chris covers everything. Chris and Linda, I personally, I mean, take it for what it's worth, everyone, but I couldn't recommend them more. They are so fun and funny and really, really good. They get to the heart of the gospel. I'm a fan, man. I'm cheering you on.
Well, I love you, buddy. Thanks,
all right,
man.
That's Chris Padgett, everyone. ChrisandLindaPadgett.com is where you could go. Really slick website there, too. Good stuff today, friends, here on this Friday. Really enjoyed you. Enjoyed the show. Went fast today. We'll be back on live from the studio next Monday. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.